And now it's time for game number two of tonight's doubleheader. We've got a boys game for you in semifinal action, Scotland County and Putnam County. Tonight's game is being brought to you by these Scotland County sponsors, including the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions, north of Memphis, People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris, ATVs, north of Memphis, the Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, just north of Memphis, and 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis, and by these Putnam County sponsors, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, north of Memphis. And now, let's take you back to Queen City, Missouri, for game number two on this Wednesday night with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And welcome back, everybody, to the fourth annual Dry Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament here at Scottsdale County R1 High School. It's time for a boys' championship semifinal. As Dave said, the Putnam County Midget, Scotland County Tigers. Take a look at the starting lineup. First four, Putnam County. It'll be Lance Fowler, a senior. Zach Heidenwood, a senior. Owen Ream, a sophomore. Landon Wood, a senior. And Jaden Wyatt, a senior. So Lance Fowler, Zach Heidenwood, Owen Ream, Landon Wood, and Jaden Wyatt, and the Midgets come in with a record of 2-0, coached by Kyle Fleischman. For Scotland County, it'll be Corbin Spurgeon, a senior, Hunter Holt, a sophomore, Cade Hamlin, a senior, Xavier Lucas, a senior, and Owen Triplett, a junior. Corbin Spurgeon, Hunter Holt, Cade Hamlin, Xavier Lucas, Owen Triplett, the Tigers 2-0, and coached by Jeremy Austin. As we're set to play basketball, in the first game, in case you just joined us, the girls' championship semifinal, it was Scotland County defeating Milan 58-53. So here we go. And it's going to be Lucas Derflinger. Oh, no, okay. Number three for Putnam County would be Lance Fowler to jump center. And Scotland County, the home of the visiting team, gets the tip. And Owen Triplett with the basketball. To Hunter Holt on the right wing, or Corbin Spurgeon, rather. Gets the ball out to Hunter Holt. To Spurgeon. Spurgeon around the top of the key. Finds Hamlin in the left corner. Holt on the left wing. Holt almost gives the ball to Owen Triplett. Triplett lost the handle on it, goes out of bounds. And it'll be Putnam County basketball. As Lance Fowler will inbound to Wyatt. Jaden Wyatt will bring it across the timeline. Scotland County comes out man-to-man to get inside to Landon Wood. Now to Wyatt, to Wood, fall away 10-footer off the baseline. No good. Xavier Lucas off the rebound. Lucas gives the ball on a 2-on-1. Cade Hamlin lays it up and in. Nice pass break by the Tigers. Here comes Putnam County. Dribble drive. Off the left wing, that was by Owen Ream. Lost the handle on the basketball, goes out of bounds. Now full court pressure by Putnam County. As Owen Triplett gets the ball in, gives it to Xavier Lucas. Now Spurgeon takes it inside. Now Lucas, 15-footer on the way, no good. Triplett comes off the rebound, puts it off glass, got it. Owen Triplett has two, and it's 4-0. Scotland with the lead as Wyatt across the timeline. Gives it to Ream. Now inside to Wood. Puts up a shot over Lucas. And it looked like it was blocked by Xavier Lucas, but they called the foul on Xavier. Nope. Let me see. I think they called it on Hamlin, maybe. Yep. Cade Hamlin's the one that picked up the foul. And Landon Wood at the line. First shot, free throw, in and out, no good. So Landon Wood at the line trying to get Putnam County on the board. Second free throw is on the way. Got it. So 1 point for Landon Wood. It's 4-1. Scotland with a lead. Full court pressure by the Midget. Spurgeon gives it to Lucas. Underneath to Hunter Holt. Holt Ball away, 10-footer, no good. And Lance Fowler off the rebound. Here come the midget. Fowler in a hurry. Takes it down the paint, lays it off glass. Got it. Nice job by Lance Fowler. He has two, and it's 4-3. Collin County the lead. A shipment. Had the ball slapped. They get it underneath as Zach Heidenreth puts it up and in. 2 points for Zach Heidenreth. 1 point, Putnam lead. As Spurgeon gives the ball to Triplett. Triplett tries to dribble through a triple team and does. Gets it across the timeline to Spurgeon on the right wing. Triplett between the two circles. Now hold inside the arc on the left wing. Hamlin cut off on a baseline. The Triplett inside the arc puts up the air ball from the left corner. Out with it comes Fowler. They tried to find Heidenreth. He wasn't looking for it. And a pass stolen away by Lucas to Triplett. Down to Hamlin on the left baseline. Back to Triplett on the wing to Holt on the right wing. In the right corner is Spurgeon for three. Skips across the rim, but it's run down to the left corner by Triplett. Gets it out to Lucas. Lucas at the top of the key to Spurgeon. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Owen Ream, I believe. And it is. So Owen Ream picks up his first foul. Collin County will inbound on the far sideline. 5:17 left to play in the first quarter. 5-4, Putnam with the lead. Hunter Holt with the basketball and walked with it. So Holt tried to pass off the wrong foot. It's what it all boils down to. Lance Fowler will inbound to Wyant. Wyant will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Heidenreth on the right wing. Now Wood on the right block. Wood guarded by Lucas. Gets the ball inside. Five shot put up. Good by Wyant. Perfect. Kind of give and go. So Gaten Wyant has 2 points as Hamlin will bring it across the timeline for Scotland County. The Triplett between the two circles. Now Spurgeon between the two circles to Holt on the right wing. Holt with a couple of dribbles gets it to Lucas. Lucas in a double team. Whistle and a foul. It may be on Wood, but we'll wait to see. It will be. So Landon Wood picks up the foul. That's his first. As in the ball game comes Creighton Buckaloo. And out will come Hunter Holt. So Buckaloo will inbound underneath his own basket. As Buckaloo gets the ball to Lucas on the left wing. Inside to Spurgeon. Off glass. Got it. What a shot by Corbin Spurgeon. He has two. 7-6, Putnam with the lead in the basketball as Wyant takes it down the right lane. The Heidenreth for three, no good out of the right corner. Fight for the rebound. Trayton Buckley comes away with it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline to Triplett. Triplett dribbles to the right wing. Triplett gives the ball back out to Buckley, top of the key. Now Spurgeon at the free throw line. Lucas, no look pass, batted away and picked up by Lance Fowler. Fowler gives it to Heidenreth for three. On the way, bullseye. Jack Heidenreth with 5 points. 10-6 as Hamlin takes the pass from Lucas and off Cade's hands and out of bounds. And now Jeremy Austin wants a timeout. 3:49 left to play in the first quarter. Putnam County 10, Scotland County 6. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Setting aside money for an emergency is a smart move. Expensive car repairs, job loss, or unforeseen medical expenses can present financial challenges. Community Bank of Memphis encourages you to set aside some money for that rainy day. Invest in a savings account or short-term CD so your money is available when you need it. When you bank with us, your money is safe. Each depositor is FDIC insured to $250,000. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back at Schuyler County High School. 3:49 left to play in the first quarter. Boys championship semifinal. Putnam County leading Schuyler County 10-6, and Putnam County will have the basketball. Lance Fowler will inbound. The Scotland County will go a half court man to man. They get it to Jaden Wyant. Wyant will bring it across the timeline. He's picked up by Spurgeon, top of the key, now Heidenreth. Just it in to Pearson in the ball game. Now three-pointer by Heidenreth. No good. As Gage Pearson is in the ball game for Putnam County. They give it to Triplett, gives it to Hamlin in the left corner. Down the left lane goes Xavier Lucas, and a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Pearson. So Gage Pearson picks up the foul. That's his first. Third team foul against Putnam County. Trent Buckley tried to get the ball to Spurgeon, and it passes. Tipped out of bounds by Owen Rame. So Buckaloo again underneath his own basket. Will inbound. Gets the ball out to Triplett in the center circle. This Spurgeon on the deep right wing. Now Triplett between the two circles. Trayton Buckaloo for three. On the way, no good. And Rame comes off the rebound. Here comes Putnam County. Rame down the far sideline. As he tried to go around Trayton Buckaloo, and a whistle and a foul. As the foul is going to be on Trayton Buckaloo. So first foul on Buckaloo. Lance Fowler will inbound on the far sideline. Fowler gets it to Pearson in the left corner. Pearson a couple of dribbles. Now Wyatt. Wyatt back to Lance Fowler. Heidenwith will try another three. A whistle and a foul. Foul underneath. It's going to be on the floor. And I think it's going to be against Collin County. As a call of foul on Corbin Spurgeon, that's his first. So Zach Heidenwith will inbound underneath his own basket. Heidenwith tried to get the ball to Pearson, hit the underside of the backboard, and it'll go to Spalding County. As Putnam County puts on a press, inbounds pass to Buckaloo, to Spurgeon, back to Triplett. Triplett back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon jump pass to Buckaloo across the timeline, pulls up on the right wing in the right corner to Lucas. Lucas will try a three. In and out, no good. And Zach Heidenwith off the rebound. Heidenwith brings it across the timeline to the right wing. Gets the ball to Wyatt. Takes it down the right lane. Now Rame, 15-footer on the way, no good. And Corbin Spurgeon off the rebound. Spurgeon falls down, a whistle, and a they're going to call a foul on Wyatt. Evidently, they are. So Jaden Wyatt picks up the foul. That's his first. Yes, into the ball game. And I don't have, of course, I don't have a number 21. So Cerrone checks in. Checks in for Scotland County. And no 21 on Putnam County. So if we hope he makes the basket, so they'll announce his name. Trayton Buckley tried to get it in, and now we'll see as Landon Wood checks in. Well, they don't do anything. So it's going to be Hunter Holt back in the ball game. As Spurgeon puts up a three from the right corner. No good. Lance Fowler off the rebound. As Fowler brings it across the timeline. Gives it to Heidenwith. Heidenwith drives the basket, lays it up, got it. 7 points for Zach Heidenwith. Makes it 12-6. Back with the lead now. Ball stolen away from Spurgeon by Wyatt. Lays it up, got it. 4 points for Jaden Wyatt. As Corbin Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline for Scotland County. 14-6. 1:40 left to play in the first quarter. Spurgeon gives the ball to Cerrone. Cerrone at the top of the key. Bounce pass to Spurgeon. Underneath, the shot's put up by Cabe Hamlin. Puts it off the glass. Got it. Nice pass from Spurgeon. Wyatt to the right side of the circle. Heidenwith in the right corner. Gives it out to Wood on the right side of the circle. Wood lost. Pass underneath. There's double pass. Gives it to Fowler. Lays it off glass. Got it. 16-8. Button with the lead across the sideline. Spurgeon to Buckaloo on the right wing. Buckaloo will try a three on the way. Bullseye. Straight to Buckaloo. Hits a three. 16-11. Putnam County with the lead and the basketball. Zach Heidenwith on the right wing. Free throw line. Landon Wood running 10-footer. Got it. 3 points for Landon Wood. It's 18-11. Button with a lead. 40 seconds and counting left to play in the first quarter. Spurgeon to the top of the key. Buckaloo has it on the right wing to Spurgeon in the center circle. Cerrone takes it to the left side of the circle. bounce pass to Buckaloo on the wing and had the ball slapped out of his hands by Fowler, picked up by Wood, and they give it to Wyatt. With down to 15 seconds, it's Wyatt. Gives the ball to Heidenwith on the right wing. Out pops Landon Wood in the right corner. Back to Wyatt between the two circles. Now Heidenwith for three on the way. Bullseye! Zach Heidenwith with 10. And a shot by Buckley at the buzzer, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Putnam County 21, Scotland County 11. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Whether you're looking for a home equity line of credit, auto loan, home improvement loan, or commercial loan, People's Bank of Wauconda can help. Each of our bank locations in Wauconda, Cahoka, and Canton proudly offers a full-service loan department. Stop in today and visit with one of our skilled loan officers. They'll help you choose the loan that's right for you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scottsdale County R1 High School. As we start the second quarter of the boys' championship semifinal, Scott Putnam County on the floor. Scottsdale County breaks their huddle with Jeremy Austin, and it'll be Putnam County basketball. As Trace Riediger in the ball game for Putnam County, as they give it to Ream. Now Wyatt, three-pointer by Heidenwith is no good. Save the ball. They almost saved it bound by Jaden Wyatt. But it'll be Scotland County basketball. As Holt gets the ball into Triplett to Cerrone. And Cerrone had the ball stripped away by Riediger. Riediger gives the ball to Heidenwith at the high post, Landon Wood, the whistle, and a foul, as the foul is going to be on Jared Cerrone. So Cerrone picks up the foul as Heidenwith. Well, inbound, gets it into Wood, right under the basket, puts it up. It goes down out of a triple team. Hands all over him, and the foul is going to be on Hunter Holt. So Holt picks up the foul, Landon Wood, five, looking for six. As Wood eyes it, fires it, missed it. But Riediger with a rebound, puts it up, it goes down, it counts, and he fouls. And he'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. As on Cerrone again. So Jared Cerrone picks up two quick fouls. He'll set down. Trayton Buckley checks back in. Also, Cabe Hamlin will check in. So Trace Riediger shot up, missed it, and off the rebound is Trayton Buckaloo. Gives it to Spurgeon. And Spurgeon gives it to Triplett to Buckaloo. Buckaloo had the ball slapped away by Riediger. Now jump ball on the possession stays with Scotland County. So it'll be Spurgeon to inbound underneath his own basket. Spurgeon looks for somebody. Kicks the ball out to Triplett. Triplett has it between the two circles. Now Buckaloo in the center circle. Dribbles to the right wing. Hands it off to Spurgeon. Spurgeon to Lucas. Lucas tries the baseline. Didn't take the shot. And now it's still a live ball. But it was tipped. Scotland County, Trayton Buckaloo tried to save it. I think it was tipped, wasn't it? Wasn't that ball tipped? So it was live. Scotland County could have picked it up. I think they thought they couldn't do it. But anyway, Putnam County has it. Heidenwith for three. Skips across the rim, no good. Landon Wood with a rebound, and he's going to be called for over the back. of Corbin Spurgeon. That's two fouls on Landon Wood. So pressure by Putnam County. A lot of Putnam County fans here, a lot of Scotlin County fans here. Pressure by Putnam. And a half-court pass to Cave Hamlin, then Spurgeon it off Hamlin's hands and out of bounds. So the turnover gives it back to Putnam County. Across the timeline, Jaden Wyatt. So Wyatt to the top of the key to Heidenwith on the right wing. They kick it back out to Owen Ream. He'll try a three. In and out, no good. And Xavier Lucas off the rebound. To Spurgeon. Spurgeon, dribble drive to the right wing, gives it off to Hamlin in the right corner. Triplett has it on the right wing. He'll bring it out between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Putnam County. Trayton Buckley passed up the three. Now Spurgeon will take it. Bullseye. Corbin Spurgeon with five. 25-14. Wyatt brings it across the timeline to the midget. Heidenwith will try to match it. And in and out, no good. Tip up by Wyatt, no good. Gets it back, puts it back up and in. Jaden Wyatt with six. Now, Pat Spurgeon in the backcourt, whistling a foul. The foul's going to be on Riediger, I think. So Trace Riediger will wait and see for the official. 20 is right. So Trace Riediger picks up the foul. That's his first. As Lance Fowler checks in, Wyatt checks out, Landon Wood checks out, and Gage Pearson checks back in. Spurgeon's first shot up, in and out, no good. And off the rebound is Riediger. Gives it to Fowler. Fowler to the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Ream at the top of the key. Now Heidenwith on the right wing to the top of the key. Ream for three. Bullseye! Owen Ream hits a three. 30-14. Putnam County the lead. Here comes Spurgeon for Scotland County. Corbin Spurgeon between the two circles. As Putnam County guards all over, Scotland guards. Lucas had it in the corner. Ball was tipped to try to get it back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon, again, he saved it inbound. And then Lucas threw it away. So now Jeremy Austin wants another timeout. 5:13 left to play in the first half. It's Putnam County 30, Scotland County 14. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
This is Jeff Behrens with the Girth Funeral Service in Memphis. Girth Funeral Service is one of the oldest funeral homes in Missouri, and we would be honored to help you celebrate the life of your loved one. There are many wonderful details that few people may not even know about your loved one. Come to Girth's and let us help plan the perfect service that is a celebration of life that your loved one would be proud of. That's at the Girth Funeral Home, serving Northeast Missouri since 1904.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
To welcome back everybody to Schuyler County High School. Putnam County leading 30-14 with the basketball. Owen Ream has it on the left wing. Now Heidenwith to the left wing. Schuyler County comes out man to man. Lance Fowler on the left wing. Fowler left side of the circle, guarded by Cabe Hamlin. They get it out to Riediger on the right wing. Now Ream has it between two circles to Heidenwith between the two circles. Down low they go to Pearson, puts up a shot, rejected by Lucas, but picked up by Lance Fowler. Fowler gives it to Owen Ream on the left wing, and Ream dribble drive to the basket, the whistle on a foul. The foul may be on Owen Triplett, and I think it will be. So Owen Triplett picks up the foul. That's his first. And to the line will go Owen Ream. That's both teams with 17 fouls. Owen Ream with three, looking for four. Shots up, no good. And Lucas off with the rebound. Gives it to Spurgeon. Corbin Spurgeon across the timeline to Triplett on the right wing. Back to Spurgeon, back to Triplett. Now Hamlin has it in the right corner. Back to Trayton Buckaloo. Buckaloo kicks it out to Triplett for three on the way. Bullseye! Owen Triplett has five. Takes it 30-17. Benham with the lead and the basketball. Lance Fowler down the right lane. Turn around 10-footer. No good. And Xavier Lucas off of the rebound. As Lucas takes it to the right wing. Skips to the left wing to Spurgeon for three. No good. And off of the rebound, Gage Pearson. As Pearson to Heidenwith. Heidenwith brings it across the timeline. Finds Fowler at the high post. Fowler down the right lane. As Trayton Buckaloo skips the ball from Lance Fowler. Goes out of bounds as Riediger tried to save it. Now Riediger is going to check out. Wood checks in. Also, Heidenwith will check out. And Jaden Wyatt checks back in. 3:35, let's play in the first half. Owen Ream will inbound to Wyatt. Wyatt gives it to Fowler on the left wing. Fowler inside to Wood at the dotted line. Wood just bowls over people. And he drew the foul. He just leaned into people. Foul's going to be on Cabe Hamlin. So Hamlin picks up his second personal foul. Landon Wood at the line. Has five, looking for six. Shot up, got it. 6 points for Landon Wood. Makes it 31-17. Putnam County with the lead. Is Wood's second free throw on the way? Got them both. 7 points for Landon Wood. 32-17. Scotland County with the basketball. Trayton Buckaloo in the right corner. Tried to get the ball to Lucas. Ball was kicked. So it'll be Scotland basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Owen Triplett will trigger. Gets it in the right corner to Cabe Hamlin. Back to Owen Triplett underneath the basket. Trayton Buckley for three on the way. No good. And we have a whistle as well. Bounced high off the rim and hit one of the braces. So it turns it over to Putnam County as Gage Pearson will inbound to Jaden Wyatt. As Wyatt will walk it across the timeline, gives it to Pearson. Now to Lance Fowler. Back to Wood. Takes it down the paint, puts up the shot, and drew a foul. The foul, I think, is going to be on Corbin Spurgeon. Again, we'll have to wait and see. And it is Corbin Spurgeon. So Spurgeon picks up his second personal foul. Landon Wood again at the line. He has seven, looking for eight, and got it. 8 points for Landon Wood. Trayton Buckaloo will check out. Hunter Holt checks back in for the Tigers. 3:01 left to play in the first half. Wood shots up. Got it. 9 points for Landon Wood. 34-17. Put them on top. Owen Triplett just bounced past the right wing to Spurgeon to Triplett. Now Holt on the left wing. Triplett on the left wing. Gives it, tried to give it to Holt, and he couldn't hang on to it. Takes it away by Ream. Ream saves it inbound. Picked up by Lucas to Hamlin. Puts up the shot. Rejected by Lance Fowler. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland County basketball. 2:37 left to play in the first half. As Hunter Holt will inbound. Holt slaps the ball. Looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. Gets it in the right corner to Spurgeon. Spurgeon takes it to the hoop, reverse layup, missed it. Hunter Holt with a rebound, puts it up and in. So Hunter Holt has his first two of the ball game. Here comes Wyatt. Wyatt takes it down to the baseline, then a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Hunter Holt. That's his second. So two fouls on Hunter Holt. That's the 10th team foul against Scotland County. And Jaden Wyatt will be at the line, and he'll shoot 1-1. That should be 2, because that says 10. So a two-shot foul for Jaden Wyatt. He has 6, looking for 7. Shots up, missed it. Still 6 points for Jaden Wyatt. 34-19, Putnam County leading Scotland County is Wyatt. Second shot on the way. He has 10 balls in and out and went back down. He has 7, and it's 35-19. Scotland County with the basketball. Owen Triplett to Hunter Holt on the left wing. Bounce pass to Triplett between the two circles to Spurgeon on the deep right wing. Spurgeon, Hamlin gets it back out to Triplett. Now Lucas on the right side of the circle. Hamlin in the right corner. Back to Triplett in the right corner. Triplett tried to go to Hunter Holt coming down the lane. A whistle and a foul. Foul may be on Gage Pearson. I think it will be. So Pearson does pick up the foul. That's his second. And Hunter Holt will be at the line, and he'll shoot a 1-1. As Pearson comes out, Owen Ream checks out. Heidenwith back in. Wood back in. As Holt, first free throw up, got it. 3 points for Hunter Holt. 35-20. Putting them with the lead, 157. Let's play in the first half. As Holt's second free throw, got them both. Nope, they're going to wave it off. He steps on the line. So, lane violation against Scotland County. Still a 15-point Putnam lead. Here comes Wyatt across the timeline. On the right side of the circle, looks for somebody. Hands it off to Zach Heidenwith. Heidenwith to the high post to Wood. Wood tried to go down in the, among the trees. And loose the ball picked up by Hunter Holt. And whistle of foul is going to be on Jaden Wyatt. That's his second. So two fouls on Jaden Wyatt, 19 fouls against Putnam County. Hunter Holt, again, will be at the line. He has 3, looking for 4. Shots up, in and out, no good. And Lance Fowler off the rebound. Fowler brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Oh, to Wyatt, gets it underneath to Wood, puts it up, no good. Wood gets his own rebound, leans in, puts it up, and got it. He's a horse. 11 points to Landon Wood. Spurgeon brings it across the timeline between the two circles to Triplett on the deep right wing to Spurgeon. Spurgeon, 15-foot jumper on the way and got it. 7 points for Corbin Spurgeon. Here comes Wyatt across the timeline in a hurry. Takes down the left lane. Lost the ball. Picked up by Lucas. Ahead it goes to Spurgeon. As Spurgeon on the right wing, he'll step into a 3. No good, and the rebound goes out of bounds. As Hamlin chased it, Heidenwood chased it, neither one could catch up with it. It'll be Putnam County basketball. So Lance Fowler will inbound to Jaden Wyatt. Wyatt will walk it across the timeline to the left wing. Now Wood for the left block. Across the lane, puts up the shot, and picks up the foul, missed the shot, and the foul's going to be on Xavier Lucas. So Xavier Lucas picks up the foul. That's his first. Landon Wood is at the line. He has 11, looking for 12. Shot up, got it. 12 points for Landon Wood. 38-22. Putnam County with the lead. 38 seconds left to play in the first half. As Wood's second free throw, got it. 13 points for Landon Wood. 39-22. Putnam with the lead. Here comes Triplett across the timeline to Spurgeon. Spurgeon in the left corner to Triplett. Now back to Spurgeon. Inside to Hamlin. Hamlin, reverse layup, got it over Wood. 6 points for Cade Hamlin. 39-24 as Wyatt gives it a Heidenwith to Wood. Wood on the right block takes it back out to high post to Heidenwith. Heidenwith step back 3 on the way. No good. Left it short. Wood will put up a 3. It's no good. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Putnam County 39. And Charlotte County 24. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Shop these Christmas specials for the entire family at Cook's Men's Store in Memphis. During the month of December, jeans, pants, and slacks, long underwear, tops, and bottoms, and socks by the pair or package. Buy one at regular price, get the second at half price. Carhartt, Wrangler, and Dry Duck coats, jackets, vests, and sweatshirts, they're 20% off. Denim bibs and duck insulated bibs by Key. Big Smith, Liberty, and Carhartt, they're 10% off. And take 20% off suits and sport coats, belts, ties, wallets, unlined and lined gloves, and stocking caps. All during this month of December at Cook's Men's Store in Memphis.
Whether you're thinking of buying, improving, or refinancing, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has the terms and rates to put your plan into action for vehicle loans, home loans, personal loans, and ag loans. 7 Northeast Missouri locations have experienced staff ready and waiting to serve you in Cahoga, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, and Wayland, serving the rural community for over 100 years. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows dip down to about 44 tonight under clear skies, southwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 68. Lows level off around 40 tomorrow night. Clear skies and quiet. Dry with temperatures above average Friday and Saturday and highs from the mid-40s to the upper 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 51.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoga, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
And welcome back, everybody. The 4th annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament here at Schuyler County High School. And we're at halftime of this boys, first boys, championship semifinal. And right now it's all Putnam County as the midgets lead Schuyler County 39-24. And taking a look at the first half scoring, first four, Putnam County. Jaden Wyatt with 7 points. Lance Fowler with 4. Zach Hyden with 10. Owen Ream with 3. Trace Riediger with 2 points, and Landon Wood with 13. For Scotland County, Corbin Spurgeon with 7, Hunter Holt with 3, Trayton Buckley with 3, Cabe Hamlin with 6, and Owen Triplett with 5. Putnam County led 21-11 after one quarter. Putnam outscored Scotland 18-13 in the second quarter, and the Midgets lead here at halftime 39-24, and I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
What do you look for when choosing a grocery store? Great selection, convenient location, certainly fresh food. Jay's Foods in Memphis has all this and much more. Jay's Foods has daily specials at their deli, with hot and cold selections from salads and desserts to delicious fried chicken. You'll shop in a clean environment with great customer service. Quality food products with quality prices. That's Jay's Foods in Memphis. Open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for your shopping needs. For the best weekly coverage of local news, sports, county government, social news, and much more, read the Unionville Republican. They've provided continuous coverage for people in Putnam County for over 145 years. For your convenience, they have an email address for your news and advertising at urep@nemer.net. That's urep@nemer.net. Or call 660-947-2222. 660-947-2222.
With shingle prices soaring, the time has never been better to put a metal roof on your home or business. And at Memphis Lumber Company, we can help you do just that. Central Guard Panel Lock Plus Low Rib Metal. Central Guard Metal comes with a limited 40-year paint warranty and more than 20 colors to choose from. Stop by or call Memphis Lumber Company and let us show you how simple and cost-effective a metal roof can be. Memphis Lumber Company at 114 West Monroe in Memphis, or call 465-8595. See you soon.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
And welcome back, everybody, to Scottsdale County R1 High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Midgets, Scotland County Tiger Basketball, on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime of this boys' championship semifinal, and Putnam County leading Scotsdale County 39-24. In the first game tonight, it was a girls' championship semifinal, and Scotsdale County holds on to win it 58-53, as Scotsdale County led in scoring by Abby Curry with 14 points, Emily Dial with 11, and Elena Whitaker with 22. Bottom led in scoring by Katie Pauley with 40 points. Scotsdale County led 16-9 after one quarter. Scotsdale outscored Milan in the second quarter 15-12 to lead 31-21 at the half. In the third quarter, Milan outscored Scotland 14-13. Scotland led 44-35 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Milan outscoring Scotland again 18-14. And Scotland County hit some big free throws down the stretch to win it 58-53. Scotland County improves to 3-0, while Milan 2-1. Scotland County girls will play for the championship on Saturday afternoon. And Milan will play in the girls' third-place game, and that starts at 12 o'clock. So 12 to 1, about 3 o'clock, the girls' championship game should start on Saturday. In the girls' consolation semifinal, in the middle school, it was Putnam County defeating Brookfield 34-31. So Putnam County will play at 3 o'clock on Saturday for the girls' consolation game, and Brookfield will play at noon in the girls' seventh-place game. Coming up tomorrow night, we'll have more basketball for you from Scotsdale County, as it will be a couple of championship semifinals. That'll be our live games as Scotsdale County and North Shelby girls will square off at 6 o'clock, followed by boys. So the boys' the championship semifinal, Knox County and North Shelby. That's tomorrow night from the high school gym. Tomorrow night from the middle school gym in the consolation semifinal, Knox County will play Clark County at 6 o'clock. Then at 7:30, it'll be Brookfield and Schuyler County. And we'll have both those games for you on KMEM. 39-24. Putnam County leading here at halftime. Back with the second half in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat, for complete local coverage and pictures, too.
Back at Scotsdale County High School, 39-24. Putnam County with the lead, and it will be Putnam County's basketball to start the third quarter as Kyle Fleischman still talks things over with his Putnam County midgets. Scotsdale County boys are back on the floor. As now the official comes over and says to Putnam County, let's go. We're ready to play basketball. I think Coach Fleischman just lost track of time. So Putnam County will have the basketball to start the third quarter. As Hayden with will inbound to Wyatt. It's Wyatt across the timeline at the top of the key. Now Ream on the left wing out to Fowler at the free throw line. Landon Wood just drop step around Xavier Lucas puts it up and in. He has 15. Here comes Spurgeon to Triplett. Spurgeon gets it inside to Lucas. Lucas kicks it back out to Holt on the left wing. Triplett back to Holt on the left wing. To Triplett between the two circles. 2-1-2 zone by Putnam County. Spurgeon gives it to Lucas. He'll try a 15-footer. No good. Cade Hamlin off the rebound. It's Spurgeon for three. It's in and out. No good. And Hyden with off the rebound. The Wyatt. Wyatt, dribble drive, kicks it off to Landon Wood. Wood takes it right at Hamlin. And it's all a foul on Hamlin. Hamlin, I think, thought he was probably set. Evidently, he wasn't. So that's three fouls on Cade Hamlin. So Landon Wood will be at the line. He has 15, looking for 16. First shot up. It's in and out, no good. High for the rebound, Xavier Lucas. As Lucas brings it down, he gives it a triplet. A triplet across the timeline. It's Spurgeon on the right wing. Gets it underneath to Hunter Holt. Puts it up and in. 5 points for Hunter Holt. Now pressure by Scotland County. Wyatt outruns Hunter Holt, lays it up, got it. They cleared out, and Jaden Wyatt just outran Hunter Holt for the two. Here comes Spurgeon down in the right corner. Triplett on the right wing. Spurgeon in the right corner. Looks inside, nobody's there. Hunter Holt on the right wing to Spurgeon. Tried to bounce past it in to Hamlin, and goes by Hamlin and out of bounds. So turnover, Scotland County. Lance Fowler will inbound. A little pressure by the Tigers. Fowler gets it into Wyatt. Wyatt, guarded by Hunter Holt, will bring it across the timeline to the left wing. Now free throw line, hands it off to Wood. Wood takes it down the left lane, has the ball stripped away. Picked up by Triplett to Hamlin. Hamlin reverse layup, missed it. And Wyatt comes off the rebound. Long pass down the floor to Wood. Hands it off to Rainbow Flash. Got it. 5 points to Rain. Give the assist to Landon Wood. Perfect. 2-on-1 fast break. It's Hunter Holt. Has it on the left wing. Hamlin. 10-footer on the way. No good. And Lance Fowler off the rebound. Gives it to Wyatt. Wyatt will take it to the house again. Missed it. I think Hamlin got a piece of it. Hunter Holt with the rebound to Triplett. Gets it over to Spurgeon. Spurgeon takes it to the basket. Running 10-footer. Got it. 9 points for Corbin Spurgeon. Now we have a timeout on the floor. 5:29 left to play in the third quarter. Putnam County 47, Scotland 28. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Once again, Niemer Telecom is giving back to our cooperative members with the annual holiday giveaway. In the spirit of Christmas, it's nice to receive a gift and even more fun to give. To enter, send an email to contest@niemer.net. Include your name, phone number, and address. Niemer Telecom is giving away an Amazon Fire TV stick, a Shark robotic sweeper, and an Apple iPad. Send your email today. Contest ends December 16th. Happy holidays from your cooperative, Niemer Telecom.
5:29 left to play in the third quarter. Boys championship semifinal. Putnam County leading 47-28. Here comes Wyatt again. Tried to kick it off to Ream in the left corner. Pass is slapped out of bounds by Corbin Spurgeon. So Zach Heidenwith will inbound as Jared Cerrone will check in. Trayton Buckley will check in for the Tigers. Corbin Spurgeon and Hunter Holt will both sit down. So Heidenwith will inbound underneath his own basket. Gives it to Ream in the left corner. And Ream will bring it out to the top of the key to Heidenwith on the right wing. Right side of the circle to Wood. Back to Heidenwith. Back to Wood. Wood just bowls his way down the lane. Puts up a shot blocked by Xavier Lucas out of bounds. And now Corbin Spurgeon checks back in, and Owen Triplett will set down. So Heidenwith gives it to Wood. In the left corner. Out. It comes to Wyatt. Now Ream has it between the two circles. Yes. Cerrone steals a pass from Ream and Jared Cerrone across the timeline. Bounce pass to Creighton Beckley. as now they pass the slap from the backcourt to Ream. They try to get it inside to White, stolen back by Xavier Lucas to Spurgeon. Spurgeon underneath to Hamlin. Now Trayton Buckley for three. No good. Lucas off the rebound. Trayton Buckley. Now Hamlin. Hamlin, spin move. 10-footer on the way. Got it. 8 points for Cade Hamlin. Lance Fowler with the basketball. Underneath the wide open Owen Ream. Puts it up and in. 7 points for Owen Ream. 49-30. Let him believe. Lucas top at the top of the key. Gives it to Cerrone on the left wing. Now Spurgeon dribbles down into the left corner. Still with the dribble. Drives the baseline. Up and under. Shot no good. Long rebound comes out to Owen Ream. Puts it off glass. Missed it, but due to the foul. Well, Trayton Buckley is going to pick up the foul. That's his second. As Owen Triplett will get set to check back in. Trayton Buckley will probably check out. So Owen Ream will shoot two. 3:58 left to play in the third quarter. As Ream was seven, looking for eight. Shots up, got it. 8 points for Owen Ream. Gage Pearson will check in. Landon Wood will check out. Xavier Lucas will check out. And Trayton Buckley stays in the ball game. As Owen Ream, second free throw on the way, no good. And Spurgeon comes off with a rebound. Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline, gives it to Triplett on the left wing. Hamlin, dotted line. Buckley on the right wing. Now Hamlin on the right block. Puts it up, no good. Rebound tipped around, out with it comes Cerrone to Hamlin. To Spurgeon. Now Cerrone on the left wing. Bounce pass, try to get Spurgeon. Stolen away by Wyatt. Puts it off glass and got it. 11 points for Jaden Wyatt. Spurgeon across the timeline. Stops, pops from 15. Missed it. Long rebound comes out to Spurgeon. A whistle and a foul. Foul may be on Owen Ream. And it will be. So Owen Ream picks up the foul. That's his second. So Triplett will inbound underneath his own basket. To Buckaloo on the left wing to Spurgeon. Now back to Buckaloo. Buckaloo looks for somebody. Tried to throw it to Cerrone and threw it out of bounds right at Coach Austin. So turnover Scotland County as Jaden Wyatt will inbound in front of the Scotland County bench. Gets it to Hayden with. Back to Wyatt. Scotland County 3-2 zone. Wyatt to the top of the key. Hayden with on the right wing. Gets it back to Lance Fowler. It was tipped by Cerrone, but Fowler picks it up. Fowler dribbles top of the key. Now gives the ball to that 21. I'll find out sometime who it is. DeWine gets it inside to Gage Pearson. Puts up the shot, missed it, and Triplett comes out with a rebound. Triplett gives it to Cerrone on the left wing. Buckaloo now on the right wing. Dribble drive to the baseline. Cut off by Pearson was Corbin Spurgeon. Now passes intercepted by Zach Heidenwith. As Heidenwith tried to make a spin move, and Jared Cerrone bailed him out. Otherwise, he walked with it. But Cerrone just picked up his third personal foul, third team foul against Scotland County. 2:30 left to play in the third quarter. 52-30, Putnam County with the lead. Zach Heidenwith underneath his own basket will inbound. A Fowler lays it up and got it. 6 points for Lance Fowler. As Triplett to Buckaloo on the left wing. Triplett between the two circles. Bounce pass to Spurgeon on the right wing. And Spurgeon is fouled by Jaden Wyatt. So Wyatt picks up his third personal foul. Xavier Lucas will check back in for Scotland County. And Jared Cerrone will set down. So it'll be, yep. Collin County wants a timeout. 2:15 left to play in the third quarter. Putnam County 54 and Collin County 30. Back at 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Making a list and always checking it twice. Hustle and bustle, working long hours to wrap things up and get the job done. Well, that describes farmers all year long. This holiday season, be jolly, joyful, and thankful. Nutrien Ag Solutions hopes everyone celebrates another year with happiness and cheer. Wishing you a simply beautiful holiday season with added best wishes for a happy new year. Growing our world from the ground up. We are Nutrien Ag Solutions north of Memphis, feeding the future.
Sure. 2:15 left to play in the third quarter. Boys championship semifinal, one of two. Next boys championship semifinal will be tomorrow night. But right now it's Putnam County leading Scotland County 54-30, and it'll be Scotland County basketball, I believe. I believe Scotland County called. Yes, they did. They called a timeout, so Owen Triplett will inbound for the Tigers. Triplett gets it to Xavier Lucas. Lucas gets it to Triplett. Three-pointer on the way out of the right corner. No good. Skips across the rim. Cade Hamlin got the rebound for the left. No good. Lucas got it. Two of an air ball from 5 feet. And out with it comes Zach Heidenwith. As Heidenwith will bring it across the timeline to Wyatt at the top of the key. Heidenwith has it on the right wing, free throw line extended. They get it out to that number 21. As at the high post to Lance Fowler. Now Heidenwith from downtown, no good. And Wyatt tried to get the rebound, and he couldn't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland County basketball. So Triplett will inbound to Xavier Lucas, as Lucas will bring it across the timeline. Tried to get it to Spurgeon, and the pass slapped out of bounds by Zach Heidenwith. So Corbin Spurgeon will inbound. Spurgeon looks for somebody. Gets it in the left corner to Triplett. Triplett takes it among the trees. Now Cade Hamlin, 15-footer on the way off glass, got it. So Cade Hamlin with 10 points. Makes it 54-32. Here comes Putnam County. Wyatt almost takes it coast to coast and tried to get it to Pearson. Bob knocked away, but picked up by Heidenwith. He tries a three, no good. And Owen Triplett off the rebound. Gets it ahead to Trayton Buckaloo. Buckaloo back to Triplett on the left wing. Triplett to Buckaloo on the left wing. Now Spurgeon between the two circles. Spurgeon takes it inside the arc on the left wing. Out pops Buckley between the two circles to Spurgeon on the left wing. Spurgeon inside. It goes to Hamlin. 10-foot jumper. No good from the dotted line. Missed it and Heidenwith off the rebound. Gives it to Wyatt. As Wyatt to the free throw line. To Heidenwith. High post. Lance Fowler. Heidenwith top of the key. Gets it underneath to Wyatt. Try to reverse lay it. Missed it. And off the rebound, Lance Fowler and Cade Hamlin tie it up. Jump ball, alternated possession, back to Scotland County. 25 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 54-32, Putnam County with the lead. Spurgeon inbounds the Triplett. As Triplett will walk it across the timeline to Spurgeon. Spurgeon between the two circles. Dribble top of the key, now the left side of the circle, hands it off to Hamlin. 0-1 Triplett for three, bullseye. 8 points for 0-1 Triplett. Here comes Wyatt all the way, lays it up, got it. Nobody touched Jaden Wyatt at the buzzer, and that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Putnam County 56, Scotland County 35. Back in a moment, this is KMEM Sports.
Hi, this is Hannah Feeney, and on behalf of the Scotland County R1 School District, I'd like to thank our Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, family, and fans for supporting us. As student athletes, we work hard preparing for each game and strive to represent our school with pride. Put on your blue and white and come out and enjoy the games. We appreciate our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band who are right there encouraging us along with our families and fans. We are proud to be Scotland County Tigers.
The Putnam County State Bank is a proud supporter of high school athletics. Being locally owned and operated, they can provide their customers with the personal services they're looking for. Putnam County State Bank offers a wide range of individual, business, and agricultural services with a staff that is friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan, where you can always bank with the local folks. Member FDIC.
8 minutes left to play in the ball game. Boys Championship semifinal from the fourth annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament here at Schuyler County High School, as Putnam County will have it to start the final quarter. And Putnam County leading 56-35 over Scotland County. So Owen Ream back in the ball game. We'll get it to Jaden Wyatt, and here come the Midgets. Wyatt walks across the timeline. As the pass is slapped out of bounds by Corbin Spurgeon. As it goes out of bounds, so it'll still be Putnam basketball. Owen Ream will inbound to Wyatt. As Wyatt, between the two circles, gets the ball inside to Wood. He kicks it back out to Ream for three. On the way, bullseye! Owen Ream with 11 points. 59-35. Putnam with the lead. Here comes Corbin Spurgeon for the Tigers. Spurgeon around the top of the key to the left corner. Hands it off to Triffitt. Passed up the three. He'll bring it out to the wing. Gives it to Hamlin on the deep left wing. Now Triffitt back to Hamlin, right side of the circle. Hamlin to Spurgeon on the wing. Takes it wide at Landon Wood. Back to Hamlin for 12. No good. And off of the rebound, Owen Ream. As Ream will bring it across the timeline, bounce past to Wood. Wood in the paint, gets back to Ream. Another three on the way, no good. And the rebound tipped around by Hamlin, picked up by Lucas. Lucas across the timeline, the top of the key to Spurgeon. Spurgeon has it between the two circles. Spurgeon to the free throw line. Now Hamlin on the right wing, the left wing, it goes to Triplett for three. Bullseye! Owen Triplett with 11 points. As Wyatt to Pearson. Gets it to Wood, as Wood tried to get it back out to Wyatt and threw the ball just a little bit behind Jaden. Goes out of bounds, so here comes Scotland County down 59-38. Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline. Dribbles to the left wing, beyond the arc, still with the dribble. Kicks it out to Triplett. Gives it to Lucas in the left corner. Lucas back to Triplett on the left wing. Inside it goes to Cave Hamlin. Hamlin from the dotted line to Spurgeon for three on the way. Skips across the rim, no good. And Jade Wyatt off of the rebound. Wyatt is a streak across the timeline to the right wing. Now Gage Pearson for 15. Got it. 2 points for Gage Pearson. 61-38. Putnam with the lead. 6 minutes left to play in the ball game. Triplett in the right corner. Dribbles to the right wing. Guarded by Owen Ream. Triplett will bring it out between the two circles. Now Spurgeon on the left wing. Lucas for three. Out of the left corner. No good. Rebound tipped around. Away. Comes to Putnam County. And Wyatt takes it again. Dribble drive. Just flies by everybody. Lays it up and in. 15 points for Jaden Wyatt. Triplett to Lucas on the left wing. Now Spurgeon back to Lucas around the top of the key to Hamlin on the right wing. In the right corner, Triplett. Three-pointer on the way. It hits, bounces up, hits the brace. That's the second time that's happened to Scotland County. As Redinger checks back in. Also, Jared Cerrone checks back in for the Tiger. Trace Redinger checks in for Putnam County. As Gage Pearson gets the ball inbound, gets it to Heidenwith. Heidenwith to Owen Ream, to Redinger, and a double team. Gets it inside to Gage Pearson. All flat, got it. 4 points for Gage Pearson. 65-38 as Cerrone in among the trees. Kicks it back out to Triplett. 10-footer on the way. No good. Hamlin with a rebound. Puts it up. It goes down. It counts, and he's fouled. Hard working for Cave Hamlin. He was in among the trees. as I think Trace Rediger just picked up the foul that he did, and that's his second. So Cabe Hamlin will be at the line trying to complete the three-point play. Shot is up. Got it. 13 points for Cabe Hamlin. 65-41. 4:35 left to play in the ball game. Here comes Heidenreich across the timeline. Heidenreich bounced past to Ream on the right wing. Bad pass. Now 3-on-2 for Scotland County. Cerrone to the basket. Missed a layup. And Tripler comes out with it. Takes it out in the corner. Hamlin, 15-foot jumper. No good. And Rediger comes off the rebound. Gives it to Heidenreich. Now Owen Ream drives the baseline. Puts up the shot. No good. And Hunter Holt off the rebound for the Tigers. To Tripler. Tripler gives it to Hamlin. Back to Tripler. Tripler wasn't looking for it. It goes out of bounds. So turnover, Scotland County. Putnam will inbound on the north far sideline. It's Rediger. Inbounds to Heidenreich. And Zach brings it across the timeline. Gives the ball to the 21 on the left wing. Inside to Gage Pearson. Pearson looks inside. Little shots put up by Ream. Missed it from five. But Rediger well for the rebound. Three-pointer on the way from Heidenreich. No good. Cabe Hamlin off the rebound. To Xavier Lucas. As Lucas will walk it across the timeline. Lob underneath the right block to Hamlin. Hamlin gives it back to Lucas. Now Tripler will try a three on the way. Airballed it. But Cabe Hamlin right there putting it up and in. So for Cabe Hamlin, that's 15. Putnam with the lead in the basketball. 65-43 with 3 minutes left to play. Heidenreich with has the ball between the two circles. Bounce pass to Rediger. Now they get it into Gage Pearson. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be, I think, on Hunter Holt. So Hunter Holt picks up the foul. That's his third. Peyton Buckley will check in. Cabe Hamlin will check out. Hamlin has been a workhorse this second half. As now Lucas Durflinger will check in. And Owen Triplett will check out. So lob underneath is a high pass stolen away by Scotland County. That was Buckaloo to Cerrone. Now three-pointer on the way. No good by Lucas. But the rebound, Cerrone, he'll try a three. Bullseye. Jared Cerrone hits a three. He has 3 points. Pressure by Scotland County. Heidenreich with the basketball. We'll bring it across the timeline. Splits the double team. Takes it right to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. Could do the foul. Maybe on Hunter Holt again. Yes, it will be. Four fouls on Hunter Holt. And Zach Heidenreich will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots as getting set to check in is Hunter Graybill. First shot up, got it. So that's 11 points for Zach Heidenreich. Lucas will check out. And here again, I don't have a 32 for Scotland County. Next shot by Heidenreich is good. 8 points for Zach Heidenreich. So Lucas Durflinger will inbound, gives it to Cerrone. Jared Cerrone across the timeline. 2-1-2 zone by Putnam County. Cerrone to the right wing to Durflinger. He gets the ball inside. We got a 32. Oh, that's Aiden Frederick. Okay. So Frederick gives it to Hunter Holt. Holt loses it. Yeah, I had it right here if I just looked. So it goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball. Holt gives it to Cerrone in the right corner. Cerrone along the baseline to Trayton Buckaloo. Buckaloo inside Durflinger. Gets it inside to Hunter Holt. Holt puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. So Hunter Holt will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. And the foul's going to be on Hunter Graybill. First shot by Holt is no good. It's Hunter Holt with 5 points looking for six. So Holt, second free throw. He eyes it, Fires it. Got it. Hunter Holt has 6 points. And it's 67-47. Putnam with the lead. Is Lance Fowler across the timeline. Fowler gives it to Riediger. Riediger to Carter Simmons now in the ball game. Bad pass, stolen away by Buckaloo. Puts up the shot. He is literally slammed as a couple of Putnam County players. That's going to be, I have to wait. Okay, number 23, I'm just mentioning Carter Simmons, just picked up his first foul. So this time, Trayton Buckaloo will be at the line and shoot two shots. 1:38 left to play in the game. First one by Buckaloo up, no good. As Trayton Buckaloo has 3 points, looking for four. In the ball game for Putnam County, Riley Ayers, and also in the ball game, Randall Ayers. As Buckaloo's second free throw up, it's good. So Trayton Buckaloo has 4 points. And Putnam County leading 67-48. As he tried to get the ball in to Graybill, and he lost it and stolen away by Hunter Holt. Here comes Collin County. Find Cerrone. Dribble drive along the baseline. Lays it up and got it. Nice shot by Jared Cerrone. Makes it 67-50. There's now Trayton Buckaloo. Knocks the pass out of bounds, and Trace Riediger will inbound on the far sideline. Again, this time, Trayton Buckaloo knocked the ball out of bounds. He tried to find Carter Simmons. So in the backcourt, it comes into Randall Ayers. As Ayers will walk across the timeline for Putnam County. Has it between the two circles. To Riediger between the two circles. As Riediger gives it back to Randall Ayers. On the left wing, he dribble drives the basket. Had the ball slapped out of his hands, off his leg. Out of bounds, it'll be Scotland County basketball. 52 seconds left to play. Jared Cerrone will bring it across the timeline. Cerrone dribbles top of the key. Trayton Buckaloo between the two circles. Now he'll dribble drive inside the arc off the left wing. No good. Dirtflinger with a rebound. Puts it up. Missed it. And now Dirtflinger fields the basketball. Gives it to Hunter Holt. Back to Lucas Dirtflinger on the right wing. Holt down among the trees. Dirtflinger to Cerrone. Inside to Hunter Holt. Gets everybody in the air. Puts it up and in. Holt with 8 points. Down to 14 seconds as Randall Ayers will walk it across the timeline. As he'll just dribble it out down to 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And that's the ball game. With the final score, Putnam County 67 and Scotland County 52. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
The ultimate in off-road comfort just got better at Slayton Polaris. The 2022 North Star has been updated to offer faster heating and cooling for all-season comfort. Enjoy a quiet ride and keep water and dust out with the tight-sealing Pro Shield cab system. Work even harder with LED headlights and a 4,500-pound winch. Order yours during the holiday sales event going on now at Slayton Polaris. 6 miles west of Memphis and 13 miles north on B. Reserve yours today and get it as soon as it's made from the factory.
Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
We rely on millions of working people each day to help keep America strong and growing. When operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Keep safety first, always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Whether you're in agriculture or construction,
This winter, take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia. The current price of scrap is $145 a ton.
West of Memphis. It's basketball season. You're coming home from a Scotland County Tigers victory. Your good mood suddenly changes because all of a sudden you have a run with a deer. When that happens, bring your damaged vehicle to 136 Collision Center. Aaron and I will have your vehicle looking like new and back on the road in time for the next Scotland County Tigers basketball game. But hopefully not another encounter with a deer. That's 136 Collision, just west of Memphis, 660-465-7799.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County Arlen High School, fourth annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament. As we just completed the first boys' championship semifinal. And it was Putnam County winning their third game of the year by defeating Scotland County, 67-52. Taking a look at the scoring, first four Putnam County, Jaden Wyatt with 15 points. Didn't circle him. Lance Fowler with 6. Zach Hyden with 11. Owen Ream with 11. Trace Riediger with 2 points. Gage Pearson with 4. And Landon Wood with 15. For Scotland County, Jared Taroni with 5, Corbin Spurgeon with 9, Hunter Holt with 8, Trayton Buckley with 4, Kate Hamlin in double figures with 15, and Owen Triplett with 11. Putnam County led 21-11 after one quarter. Putnam outscored Scotland in the second quarter 18-13, and Putnam led 39-24 at the half. In the third quarter, Putnam again outscored Scotland County 17-11. Putnam led 56-35 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Scotland outscoring Putnam 17-11. Putnam County wins it 67-52. So Putnam County improves to 3-0, while Scotland County is 2-1. In the first game of the evening, it was a girls' championship semifinal, and Scotland County girls win their third game of the year by defeating the Milan Lady Wildcats 58-53. Scotland County led in scoring by Abby Curry with 14 points, Emily Dial with 11, and Elena Whitaker with 22 points, while Milan led by Katie Pauley with 40 points. Scotland led 16-9 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Milan 15-12 the second quarter. Lady Tigers led 31-21 at the half. In the third quarter, it was Milan outscoring Scotland 14-13. Scotland led 44-35 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Milan outscoring Scotland 18-14. Scotland County holds on to win it 58-53. Scotland girls 3-0, while Milan is 2-1. And in the middle school gym and a couple of consolation semifinals, it was Putnam County in the girls consolation semifinal defeating Brookfield 34-31. And the boys' consolation semifinal, it was Milan defeating Clark County 49-39. Coming up tomorrow night, 4 more games for you on KMEM, as I'll be here in the high school gym at 6 o'clock, girls' championship semifinal. Schuyler County will play North Shelby, followed by Knox County and North Shelby boys at 7:30, championship semifinal. And in the middle school, consolation semifinal. Clark County will play Knox County at 6 o'clock, followed by the boys' consolation semifinal, Schuyler County and Brookfield. So that's what's coming up tomorrow night. We've had a fun night of basketball from Schuyler County tonight, and hope you enjoyed it. And for producer Dave Bowden, from Schuyler County Arwell High School. I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these fine Scotland County sponsors, and they include the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got branches in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis. Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat weekly newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, family-owned for over 40 years, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions just north of Memphis, the People's Bank, Wauwekana, Cahokia, and Canton, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris just north of Memphis, the Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms and Truck and Accessories just north of Memphis, and 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis. And these Putnam County sponsors, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories just north of Memphis.